Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Renick with us on the Phil Hendry Show. It's a lot of fun to have Pastor Renick on with us. He is the head pastor at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California, talking about the United Nations conference on racism, and there have been calls for reparations, African nations wanting reparations from the Western colonial powers because of years of slavery, correct?
That is correct, Philip. I've been very disappointed in a number of black people who have been calling for reparations on slavery, especially the United Nations conference, because I believe it is unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
And divisive.
Well, it's been on the table for a long time.
Phil, I know it has been on the table for a while. I think reparations, as they stand, are unnecessary. Now, Phil, let me make this point. There was a time when I felt reparations to African Americans were necessary and even desirable. Black people suffered at the hands of whites for a long time. But we don't need it now. We don't need that mess to pay in an unobtrusive manner. Because I think whites have recognized the need for reparations for a long time.
You do?
Absolutely. But they're not looking for headlines.
Well, how are whites, you say that white people have recognized the need to pay reparations, correct?
That is correct.
But they're not looking for headlines. How are they going to begin to pay reparations?
I think it's already going on. I think there's a wink-wink, nudge-nudge going on right now between white and, for instance, black athletes and coaches. Look at Tiger Woods.
What do you mean by a wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
I think the reparations have started. I think the reparations have been going on for a long time. I think if you look at Tiger Woods, I think if you look at the Williams sisters, I think if you look at the proliferation of the black quarterback in the National Football League, I think if you look at, you got to be putting me on, Barry Bonds at 63, holy Jesus, and everybody who believes that the black man is not being somehow repaid for slavery's wrong.
Wink, wink, nudge. All right. Pastor,
I know it is a confusing idea because we are dealing with historical imperative.
That you're saying that the Williams sisters, Tiger Woods, all the black quarterbacks in the National Football League.
We are gratified to see that whites are now allowing more and more success for blacks.
Okay, so white people are allowing this.
Whites are and also let them win a few tennis matches. Let them win a starting job at quarterback.
So you're saying there's an active movement among whites in sports to lay down and let black athletes beat them?
I don't want to say lay down. I want to say raised up. I don't want to say...
But wait a minute.
I don't want to say lay down. I say raised up. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. Now, you look at the Williams sisters. You had so many black folks getting smoked at tennis. It was embarrassing. Black man couldn't win a damn tennis game. You throw it six ways to sunset. Now all of a sudden you got two sisters in the U.S. Open final. Yeah, sure. And my name's Billy Graham. No, that don't happen. No, I don't understand that mess. There's something going on.
Well,
and I think the thing that's going on,
yeah,
is the fact that white people, brown people, all people are getting together.
Well, Pastor,
and helping all athletes finally get their due. Now, the black man and the black woman, as it stands today in America, does not need an organized effort of reparation because the white man's already laying it on him.
By
giving him the job in the National Football League of quarterback. Holy Jesus. 4 years ago, there wasn't a black man anywhere near the quarterback position, unless you count tailback.
Well, that's true.
You damn right.
But I gotta, if I could.
And the other thing, and Phil, I gotta make this point. Two black women make it not only to the semifinals of the U.S. Open, they're in the finals, and their sisters? You get out of here.
You think it's bogus?
Bogus?
Saying what you're saying is very dangerous, okay?
Why's that?
Because it constitutes throwing a sporting event. It's insulting to black athletes saying that they need whites to cheat in order to give them equality and reparation.
White folks don't have to have their noses rubbed in it. You're a racist. You don't want people mentioning it in public. So in order...
No, I'm not a racist.
No, I'm saying if you're a racist, you don't want people mention it in public. So in order to do right by the black man, they have to do it behind the scenes on the QT. A little pay-pay. And giving black men quarterback jobs, a nice way of doing reparations as opposed to making him pull out his wallet and embarrassing him. And that's what's wrong with the reparation movement. You don't make a white man pull his wallet out and make him pay in front of everybody. You're just going to embarrass the man. I say you do it on the QT.
Well,
do it on the sly.
Well,
do it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Smoke-filled rooms, whatnot. That's what I'm talking about. White folks don't want to be embarrassed. They're ready to say we're sorry, but don't you rub our noses in it. They don't want to be embarrassed.
So this is the reparation you're talking about. Quarterback jobs, U.S. Opens.
I looked around. I've seen all these brothers at quarterback, and I've seen these two sisters win that tournament, and a light went on. And I said, see what these white people are doing? They're giving us payback. But then I'm making a big deal out. I said, man, that's slick. That's beautiful. Black man gets some payback, white man doesn't get his nose rubbed in it, everybody happy. And that's what I stand for.
Well, not all black people, see this as an organized effort at reparation. In fact, I'd be willing to say, Pastor Renick, that you may be the only.
Only what?
I mean, the only person who sees this as organized reparation.
Oh, come on, they're not a brother that started an NFL game yesterday that won. What you talking about?
It doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the job.
Look, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the job. I'm just saying they're giving a little help up. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I'm trying to...
Well, let me give our phone number out, all right? Pastor William Renick is on with us.
Come on. Everybody knows the only way a black woman going to win the U.S. Open is two of them played each other. And that's exactly what happened.
I think that's very unfair.
Well, you think it's unfair, son. I'm trying to tell you the historical imperative behind this. Reparation necessary. You ain't going to get the white man to pay by rubbing his snout in it. Rubbing his flat snout in it.
Flat snout, huh?
What?
Flat snout?
What'd I say?
Well, you're making it sound like we got pig noses.
Oh, come on.
Come on what? That's what it sounded like. Get the white man to pay by rubbing his flat snout in it.
I'm fooling.
Yeah, you're fooling. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. According to Pastor William Renick here from Joyful Union Congregation, reparations for slavery have already started. That's why you see so many blacks starting at quarterback. That's why you see the Williams sisters in the final of the U.S. Open. And you also went on to say that that's why Barry Bonds has hit 63 dingers so far.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You're going. What, are they feeding up the gopher pitches to him?
You better believe it. You got a lot of white men out there feeding the gophers. And I'm talking about serving up some cantaloupes, too. That ball gets to the plate, it's fat with butter and salt all over it.
So they're feeding up the gopher pitches to Bonds, and that's why he's going to bust it.
I didn't say he's going to bust it. I'm saying they're making it interesting.
How do you feel? Are you a fan of sports?
I love sports. I love sports. I love all the human competition.
But how do you feel about people throwing ball games, throwing tennis matches?
Nobody's throwing a tennis match at all. People are just kind of relaxing. That's all I'm saying. Phil, you have to understand how this thing works.
You want to be very careful, Pastor, that what you say. You're saying that white tennis players lay down in order to give Serena and Venus a chance to advance the...
Oh, it's Serena and Venus, is it? You on a first-name basis with them?
I meant to say...
You good friends with them? See, that's not part of the reparation deal. You're supposed to call them Ms. Williams. Or the Williams sisters, something more appropriate.
The fans know them as Venus and Serena.
We're talking about reparation for black people, 500 years of slavery, and part of that is not calling them Venus and Serena like they're cooking you flapjacks.
What do you want, man?
I think Ms. Williams and Ms. Williams' sisters is part of the reparation. A lot of good white athletes who let them win. And you are disrespecting them.
Well, I don't think so.
Not Steve McNair. It's Mr. Steve McNair. The Tennessee Titan football team.
So ability has nothing to do with the ascension of coaches, athletes, anything by black folks.
I'm not saying no ability, but ability only take you so far that you need a little something-something. Ability take you so far, but come on. Two black women, both of them related, make a U.S. Open play in the finals against each other, and Barry Bonds on them white pitchers feeding up a cantaloupe? Something ain't adding up.
Unless, of course, you think it's all being done as reparation.
That's right. And I support it, Phil.
You support it, even though it undermines a certain integrity in athletic.
I'll tell you what undermines integrity. 500 years! That undermines integrity of a whole society.
But the integrity of baseball.
Well, the integrity of baseball. I'm talking about the integrity of the United States of America. 500 years! Long time.
Well,
all my people. Long time.
Yeah, but
all my sisters and brothers. I ain't fooling. That ain't no lie.
I mean, but all of the people.
And everybody know. It's fair.
Even though
it's fair. You square.
All right, I got to.
Right, we are.
I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. That's Pastor William Renick, always a welcome addition to our program. Very opinionated. And as you may or may not know, there has been a move afoot to give reparations to African countries for slavery. Pastor Renick believes reparations right here in America have begun with the victory of Venus and Serena Williams at the U.S. Open and with the proliferation of black quarterbacks. Now, to me, that's an insult to the athletes themselves, complete insult, to say that white athletes are laying down or that otherwise white officials perhaps may be overlooking gopher balls and these fat pitches being fed up to Barry Bonds. All of this stuff, whether or not it's reparations, whether or not it raises up people, has got to be bad for society because it degrades the athletes. And I would say,
are you going to keep talking or are you going to go to this break you told me you're going to do?
I'm making my encapsulation of what you were talking about.
I can keep on talking.
Yeah, I got that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All these white pitchers that get fed up, these cattle, they do the sign on the cross to touch the bill of the cap. That's the signal.
For the white pitcher to feed up some gopher ball to Barry Bonds so he can crack it.
That's right, but I've got no problem with that. Because you put 500 years against 40 years breaking the color line, or 50 years breaking the color line.
So you don't mind seeing cheating going on so long as it's...
I don't call it cheating.
That's exactly what it is. It's reparations for the black man so that Barry Bonds gets 63 homers. What kind of nutty stuff is that? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kathy, hello? Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hello?
Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment to the pastor real quick. First of all, I thank God that you're not my pastor. And secondly, you should
thank God I'm not your pastor. God, all I care about is the well-being of all people.
You don't have all people
in mind. I ain't talking about black people or white people.
It's really sad that in this day and time that you could come on a national radio station and make comments that you're doing.
Wait.
Black people work hard
yes,
for what they want. And if they don't succeed, it is not the white man's fault.
Sister,
and for
I
you to make
the
statements about the athletes, stating that the white athletes are, in other words, throwing the game so that the black athletes can look good.
Well, what's
do
wrong
you
with
know
that?
How stupid you sound?
Well, what's wrong with that? That's good.
You know what? I understand. I see right now.
What's wrong with
an
it? The
intelligent conversation with you because your views are not. I don't do that.
I want to ask you a question.
And I'm pretty sure more African Americans don't do what you're saying.
I got to ask you a question. Now, do you see the U.S. Open? Hello?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Kathy, this is Phil Henry. Do you have your radio turned up?
No, I don't.
Okay. Ask the question again, Pastor.
I want to know if the sister, did you see the U.S. Open?
Say that again.
Did you see the U.S. Open tennis tournament?
Sir, you know what? I don't even like tennis, so
all
I don't
right.
even follow
Well, let me
that.
Tell you something. Two black women were in the final.
I understand that. I read the newspaper.
Are you putting me on?
And I understand that.
Why is that so incredible? I mean,
that's a big accomplishment. Those two girls, whether they're black, white, Chinese, they worked hard to get where they are today. And no one gave them
anything. Wait a second. You just said you didn't watch tennis. How do you know they worked hard?
Well, let's just
say. There's TV. There's newspapers. I don't have to watch the game to know who won the matches. But what I'm basically trying to get you to understand is you shouldn't say that about the black athletes.
What's that?
It makes
Are you
no
not
sense.
Listening to what she's saying?
I couldn't hear anything. Somebody's fooling with a phone pot. But I would tell you this.
I'm on my car phone. That's why. That's
you
why
on a car
you
phone? What kind
I'm
of
I'm on my car phone.
And here's what I want to say to you. Barry Bonds, 63 home runs, on his way to breaking the all-time single-season record of Mark McGwire at 70. All right? And he
and
just
your
set,
point is,
he just
what
set
is your
the
point?
Record. He just set the record 3 years ago. It took him 30 years to break Roger Maris. Some white man is feeding him a gopher ball, cantaloupe, downtown, whatever you want to say.
You're crazy.
He dusted
you
it off
really
for
crazy.
Him.
So, in other words, for Barry Bonds to break the record 3 years after McGwire set it, some white pitcher has got to be setting the table for him.
And what's wrong with that? Black people have taken it in the shorts too long.
I just have one question, and then I'm going to hang
We've
up.
We've been taking
what
it in the shorts.
What do you, Pastor?
What's that?
What kind of people do you have following you?
Sister, I would be
you're
happy.
You're leading them down the road of destruction.
Oh, well, now, hold
you know,
on.
You know, we're not 200 years ago. We're in the 200...
Look at here. I happen to lead a flock of some 3,000 people at Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California, and I would welcome your attendance.
Thank God.
On
Thank
any
God
Sunday.
You're not in Atlanta, Georgia. That's all I
would
I
love
have
to
say.
Come to
you
Atlanta,
have
Georgia.
A blessed evening.
I do a cat revival in Atlanta, Georgia. Blessed evening. I'm going to have a beautiful evening. And what'd she do? She hang up on me?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See? She can't take the good times. Everything got to be the bad times. All these black people, all they want is to stab the white man, rub his nose and all that, rub his big, flat, white snout in it. That's bullcrap.
All right. Are you at 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Charles, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to make a comment to the pastor.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Pastor?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is I don't know where you were raised at, but where I was raised at, I was always raised to do my best. And I believe these athletes have their positions because they worked hard and they earned these positions.
I didn't say they didn't, brother. I'm saying they got a little help up from the white man. That's all.
I disagree with you, Pastor. I believe they got these positions because they earned it. I just don't believe. I mean, and if you think about it, how ludicrous it sounds.
Well, wait a second. I've got all them black quarterbacks in the NFL. Not a one of them won a damn game. So how's that? That's fair, ain't it? They all went to opening weekend, got the shorts handed to them. They got the lunch handed to them.
But
never mind.
My quarterbacks got their lunch handed to them, too.
That's exactly right. How many, I mean, what, there was a white guy, what's his name?
Which white guy?
Jeff George. They all sucked, okay? All the guys that lost, white and black. And the fact is that these guys that have those jobs got those jobs because they came off some pretty good performances last year.
Who?
The black quarterbacks.
I bet you can't tell me what... Name a brother. Who's the brother I'm talking to? Charles?
Yes, Charles.
Charles,
yes,
can you name a black quarterback?
Yeah, I can name one.
All right, name one.
McNair.
Who?
McNair, Donovan McNair.
Yeah, that clown lost yesterday, too.
Yeah.
He got his butt handed to him in the Super Bowl, and he still got that guy in there. Why? Got a white man in there trying to give reparations. And I'm saying, what's wrong with that?
Well, I disagree with you, Pastor, because, I mean, I don't look at it as reparations, because I look at it. In my life, I was always raised to try hard to do anything, and you
well,
know.
Of course you that, were. Of course you were. That's.
But what I'm saying to you is, for years, the black athlete has been good, but he didn't get a chance because of racism.
Now he's got a chance. You know why?
But he's got a chance, and they're shining. And it's just ludicrous for you to come on the air and try to say that something's been handed to him.
I ain't saying it's been handed to him. I'm just saying it's a wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you something. Every home run that Barry Bonds has hit was what? Somebody fed him a cantaloupe?
I think it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
What do you mean a wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
I mean he hit one out, then they had two as a wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge. Are you trying to tell me you believe a man going to hit three home runs in a ball game? Bull
yes,
crap.
I believe so.
Oh, come on.
So are you telling me, I think, what, a couple of days ago, Sammy Sosa had two or three, I think it was.
Sammy Sosa? He had come from America. He ain't no American
black
man.
But are you telling me that's wink-wink nudge-nudge as well?
Huh? Who?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Just got a few more minutes here with Pastor William Rennick, who's on the line. You know, you've had some, you come on this program with some ideas in the past that, you know, obviously you have an unusual ministry down there in Bellflower. You're basically saying, if I've got you right, that Barry Bonds, the Williams sisters, you know, and you didn't want me calling them Venus and Serena.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. I'd like a little respect given to the sisters for the fact that they, I think, have achieved.
They've achieved what? You say that the only reason why the Williams sisters won the U.S. Open, that Barry Bonds has got 63 home runs, that Tiger Woods wins golf tournaments, that Colin Powell is Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice has made it to the National Security Council. All of these people are there because it's a wink-wink, nudge-nudge form of reparations by the white man so that black people are paid back for slavery. Isn't that what you're saying? I mean, that's what you said about Serena and Venus.
There you go again with Serena and Venus. I think you need to understand that...
Well, wait, forget about whether I call them Serena or Venus, okay?
I think you need to give them respect. And what are you, all of a sudden, they're like your cook or something. You're talking, hey, Serena, hey, Venus. Why don't you go out the back and water the lawn? You
don't... I don't mean it that way. The fans talk about them that way. People call Tiger Woods Tiger.
That's another thing that I wanted to mention, Phil, which I think is degrading to the black man as part of the reparation. That I think is being disseminated by the white man, I'd like Tiger Woods called by his Christian given name. I'm insulted.
No, wait a minute.
I'm insulted that black boy is called Tiger. Like he's some damn fighting bear in the circus. The black people are proud people. Any black that doesn't believe we're being given reparations is in denial. Black man, wake up. Black woman, wake up.
Tiger Woods.
Don't you call him Tiger. You call him by his given name.
I don't even know what his given name is. What is it?
I don't know, but the fact that...
How can I call him by his given name when I don't know what it is?
Well, you better find out. Now, you got a producer in there?
I have a producer, yeah.
You better get him on a website and find out what Tiger Woods' real name is, because I don't want any white man calling him Tiger.
Well, what am I supposed to call him if I don't know what his real name is?
You can call him Mr. Woods. You can call him... Mr. Tiger Woods, something like that. Don't you call him Tiger.
Okay, Mr. Woods and...
That's better.
And the Williams sisters are doing what they're doing because of the fact that they were given reparations, and so they're winning because white people have given it to them.
Right, and I got all these brothers calling me up and telling me how wrong I am and how terrible I am to say that. I don't think there's anything wrong with a white man giving a black man a hand. See, I believe in affirmative action. I believe in a hand up. And you breaking a reparation deal by not calling him Miss Williams and by calling him Tiger?
What's his name? Will you go on a web? Will somebody... What's his name? Mark. Okay. Mark Woods.
There you go, Mark. Now, you better call him Mark Woods and you stop that Tiger... I'll tell every white man listening right now. You call him Tiger Woods and they're one... authority you got to answer to, you ain't gonna like it. That's God himself. Now you start giving some reparation. What him? You don't call him Tiger. You call him Mark Woods.
Because that's his name.
That's his name. That's right. And if Barry Bonds doesn't beat the home run record, we got a problem too.
Well, I guess with all of them reparations that are being laid out there, man, he's bound to get it sooner or later. And by the way, his name isn't Mark Woods. It's Eldrick. I was just testing you.
Why, you dirty white man. You lied.
You could have gone on the same website as me. His name's Eldrick. What do you think about that?
I don't want you calling him Eldrick. I want you calling him Mark.
Why?
Because Eldrick sounds too black. It's a new day for the black man. None of this Sizzling and Coley, none of them names like that. Colin and Eldrick and all that bull crap. From now on, it's Bob, Ed, Steve, and Mary. I don't want no Venus. I don't want Serena. I want Cynthia and Debbie. And that's what's going to be. The rest of it's bullcrap.
All right, well, look, I got to get back to the outside of the nut house here, okay?
Yeah, the nut house.
That's right. And I appreciate it very much. And we hope that Mr. Mark Woods... and Debbie Williams continue their athletic success. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Barry Bonds, 63, and he's getting a lot of gopher balls. Who cares? Let him break it. You know, there's only really one record left in sports, and that's the 56-game hitting streak by DiMaggio. And I hope somebody breaks that real soon, too. And I hope he's black. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I had a terrible week last week. Some of you might have detected something was amiss on the show, but I had blown my throat out. Now, this is a radio show where I do not only my voice, but I do the voice of the characters that come on the program, and the people that call in, well, those are just people that call in. I can't vouch for them. They're just folks. They just call in, and they think they're talking to a real guy, which is great. I mean, sometimes we'll just bring a premise to the air that is so absolutely ridiculous, we dare people to buy it. And it never fails. At least get one or two, don't we? Which is not to say anything other than it's an interesting way people view life, truth, media, etc. Barry Bonds is getting fed some cantaloupes as a way of reparations for the black man. Yeah. Anyway, last week, I watched, a week ago Saturday, the UCLA-Alabama game. No offense to our fine friends and listeners in Alabama, but I was rooting for UCLA. And they won. And I blew my throat out. I literally woke up. By Monday night, I knew I had a big problem because I was starting to, like this. And by Tuesday morning, I was dead in the water. I couldn't say anything. My voice was cracking. It was difficult to speak.
It was like this. I swear to God. I thought like that, and I called up Nicole, and
you know how you practice when you have laryngitis? You practice, okay, me, hello, Nicole, hello. And then she goes, hi.
Hello, Nicole, it's Phil. I can't talk.
Couldn't talk. And I was in big trouble because this wasn't a matter of having lost my voice because of a cold or the flu. This was, I damaged something. I was really scared, and when you make your living with your voice, just like any, if you're a surgeon, if you're a carpenter, if you make your living with your hands or whatever part of the body that you use, and I don't know what it is that you do for a living, but, you know, good luck. Anyway, and you lose the use of that, then you panic. And there I was thinking that I'd ripped the vocal cord in half. I don't know what happened because I couldn't talk. And I called the guys here. I called up Nicole, and she got me in touch with Craig, and he said, go see this doctor over here in Tarzana, which is what I did. And, I mean, I was in a panic. It was late Tuesday night, and I said, I gotta come in. Hello, doc. And, well, you know, the doctor's closing here. I said, this is really important. My name is Phil Hendry. I do a radio show.
I can't. You know, it's really.
I wasn't saying it as clearly as I.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
And she's, well, okay. I mean, if you can be here in a half an hour.
Yeah, I'll try. I swear to God.
Okay. Come on over. The doctor will wait.
All right, thank you.
So I get in my car, get on the 101, and what do you suppose? Well, going inbound to L.A., 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Inbound. It's a traffic jam. And why is that? Well, somebody doesn't know how to drive. I don't know what it was. But it took me, what ordinarily would be a 10-minute drive, took me a half hour, and I was, like, really late. And I finally squeal into the parking lot, burning rubber, the exhaust settling. I'm in the building as the exhaust is still settling in the parking lot. And then I'm getting out of the elevator to go to the doctor's office. Some guy stops me because he saw me on my cell phone. I was trying to call the doctor to let him know I was coming in. This guy goes, hey, let me tell you about a great dialing program. What? No, really, this won't take a long time. See, if your plan's about ready to expire, I can get you 50% off on an LA Cellular, an AT&T Wireless, or some bullcrap that he's laying on me, and I'm going, I can't, I'm going in. You got to talk to... What's something wrong with your voice? Anyway, as I was saying, this dialing plan is fantastic, and okay, I'm walking away from the guy. I didn't mean to be rude, but I had to be rude. He's going, and the guy's looking at me going, ha, 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 something wrong with you, huh? Ha, ha, ha. I think he worked for the competition or something. I think he was a competing program director, I don't know what, who thought he'd just hold me there until my throat just destroyed, just completely disintegrated. And I get in to see this doctor, and thank God for this great man. I sit down, and he said, well, so what happened? I said, well, here's what
happened. I can't talk.
He said, all right, it sounds to me like you lost your voice.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah, little joke there. Let me take a look, sir. Okay, your ears are fine.
I know my ears are fine, and my voice is crying out loud.
Well, I'm an ear, nose, and throat guy. I got to look at the nose and I got to look at the ears, okay?
All right. What are you doing now?
Looking at your nose.
What do you look like?
Pretty good. Now let me look in your ears.
What are you going to look at my throat?
I'll get around to that. Yeah, your ears are there, too. You got two of them. All right, now look. What are they looking at your ears for? They want to know, do you have an infection? I said, no. So anyway, he tries to look down my throat. He's, I can't do it, man. It's all messed up down there. He says, I know what happened to you. Your vocal cords are either hemorrhaging or you have strained them. You know, they're inflamed. I said,
no kidding, really?
Anyway, he's a great guy. And he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a decongestant. I'm going to give you this cortisone.
Now I'm talking like this.
I swear to God, I couldn't say a word. And he put me on a cortisone thing. That was one of those little packets. And what do they call a therapy? You know, 5 tablets one day, then 4 tablets the next, and 3. And cortisone is an anti-inflammatory, like a steroid, right? And so he had me take this, and I go to, or he had me take this prescription and get it filled, and I went over to the pharmacy, and the pharmacist said to me, how bad do you want to get rid of this throat thing?
I got to get rid of it. I work on the air and the radio.
Oh, yeah, that means pretty damn quick, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, take them all tonight. No, he said, the first day, you're supposed to take 2 at breakfast and 2 at lunch and 2 at dinner and 2 before bed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, take them all before you go to bed. Just take them, you know, spread them out or not. All right, fine. So I took these, and the next morning, I went from to a relatively usable voice. And I can't tell you how thankful I was. I mean, I was ready to just praise Jesus, man. In fact, I may still. I think it's about time I get serious about my life and my religion, don't you? Anyway, my voice was good, but then the guys here, they said, look, it's your voice, it's your living, so don't hurry back. And, so we did the thing. And that's what I did. And now here we are. And we're back, and it's a Monday, and we're back into the saddle. And the first thing I do is the Pastor William Renick voice, which is going to just carve my vocal cords in half. All God's children! Like that. But thank God for that great doctor. And then I got to go to vocal training, too, because otherwise you get messed up. So I got to go and have a speech therapist teach me how to sing or talk or whatever. You know, and then I said to her, should I get my voice insured or something? And she said, well, yeah, you could. It's disability or something. I don't know what the difference is. What is it when Lloyd's of London, like, does that shtick insuring of Mary Hart's legs? What is that? Can they do that? I mean, for real, I need to have my voice insured. Can I do that with Lloyd's of London? And what's it going to cost me? $85 billion? I don't know what it'll cost, but I gotta do that, because if I don't have this, that's the end of my life. I can't do anything else. I can barely do this. I got no other usable skill. I got absolutely no other ability other than this bullcrap with my voice. So if I lose that, that's the end of the road for me. So I got to go over here to Lloyd's of London, go to their little corner store here. Hi, Lloyd's of London. Can we help you, sir? Yeah, I want to insure my voice and get it insured for like $86 billion, and then that's cool. But some of this shtick stuff, like Jennifer Lopez had her rear end insured for $3 million. Well, what are you putting me on or something, man? If she loses her ass, she doesn't have a career? Is that what she's trying to let us know? Doesn't Lloyd's of London have a little office in the mall, like a kiosk? Hi, Lloyd's of London. And we have this nice watch. Okay. See, that's a joke, isn't it? When Jennifer Lopez insures her rear end for $3 million, it's just kind of like to draw more attention to her butt as if it needs it. $3 million sounds like if that was really her career, man, then she'd have to insure it for more than that, wouldn't she? And how the hell is she going to lose the use of her ass? What happens there, man? She like gets diaper sweat. Something happens. A rocket sled accident. She falls off a sled. She's going on one of them slides at the fair, and it's like concrete. I don't know what happens. What? She turns anorexic. She's got no butt. And Mary Hart with her legs, and who else? Oh, you mean if her ass starts to sag, $3 million? Well, guess what? That's in the bank. You know that's going to happen. So I figure I ought to be able to get this thing insured for a few bucks. I don't know how much it's worth. What do you think? You know, just enough to keep my family out of the poorhouse. Just enough to keep my family out of the slaughterhouse. Just enough to keep the wolf from the door. I figure about $10 billion. Man. And then we looked into disability. You guys, never mind. I don't want to go into it. My wife all of a sudden thinks I'm going to croak. Wait a minute, what does she know?
She's going,
well, you got to look at a disability insurance for you, and we can get your voice insured, and get your face insured, and your legs insured, and your teeth insured, and, you know, just in case anything happens to you, man, you're a gold mine. You're the goose that's laying a golden egg around here. So we're going to get you all set up. All right, it's Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. And when you go to our website, you can see all kinds of stupid stuff. For instance, our Phil Henry Polls America. We also have a couple of other features that we're going to be lining up for you. PhilHenryShow.com is PhilHendrie.com. Now, we conduct a daily poll, and today's poll is all-time coolest-looking NFL helmet. And the coolest-looking NFL helmets, Pittsburgh Steelers, Oakland Raiders, Cleveland Browns, St. Louis Rams, New York Giants, Chicago Bears, Tampa Bay Bucks, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, and the Green Bay Packers. And you can vote for any one of those helmets. I voted for the Steelers. No, I didn't vote for the Raiders. No, I'm not really impressed with that whole pirate thing, so thank you. But the Raiders are leading the polling, 22%. That black and silver with the patch over the eye, ooh, neat. And number two at 15%, the Tampa Bay Buccaneer helmet, which I've always thought was very Goshen over the top. I get it already. You're Buccaneers. That means you're swashbucklers, huh? And they got the helmet with the thing, the flag, and the little skull and crossbones. And isn't the ballpark shaped like a boat or something?
There's a ship in the end zone.
There's a ship in the end zone.
And you can rent the ship and do parties on
them. What do you mean you can rent the ship and do parties on them?
And
go and have a party on while you watch the game? Well, that's pretty cool. I take that back about it being lame. And then the cannons fire. And all. It's just a whole hearty swashbuckling thing there. Well, that's second with 15%. Third place, the Rams. Why the Rams? Well, that helmet was the original classic helmet design. That got 12% of the vote. And then tied for fourth at 10% each, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. My vote was for the Steelers. That's the classiest helmet going. Because they just got the one insignia with the thing. You got to be a football fan. I know it doesn't make any sense. We'll be out of the hour in a second. Hold on. And then, following the 10% votes garnered by the Steelers and the Cowboys, next comes the 8% of the Washington Redskins. They all love that engine, that Geronimo on the side there. And then finally, at 7%, the Cleveland Browns, which is actually a very cool helmet. It doesn't have an insignia on it. That's the best helmet of all in football, the one that has no silly insignia. Now, what do you think of the cheesiest uniform, though, in football? It's got to be Penn State with the black shirt, the white helmet, and guys, spend a couple of bucks for some helmets. So that's that. And you can go and do that. You can vote on that. We also have a House of Fun, which we've instituted. It's kind of cool. Our House of Fun is a game section. And if you go over to the game section on the Phil Henry website, there's a couple of things you can do. There's a game you can play where we're burrowing through your backyard. There's a vintage World War II poster promoting our show called Whip the Krauts. It shows Rosie the Riveter. It says, I'm making bombs and listening to Phil Henry. What are you doing to help whip the Krauts? The Phil Henry Show. Okay, so that's kind of neat. Then there's an Andy Warhol-style poster of me. Just a bunch of crap. So go there. And you can also order online the Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000 CD. You can order it right there on our website, or you can do it at the following number, 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL, $20, $350 shipping and handling. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, and we'll return in a moment.